In Riverview, life is becoming back to normal for the residents who were told to evacuate Monday evening after a teenager drilled into an ammonia line, unleashing a gas cloud that seriously burned him and created a potential environmental hazard. At a noontime news conference today, Hillsborough State Senator Rhonda Storms ripped into the company, Tampa Pipeline Corporation, which owns the line. Storms referenced a similar incident 4 years ago, after which the company promised to ensure such an incident would never happen again.
The first time, we believed you when you said you would secure it and that you would make it safe. That was the first time 4 years ago. In my opinion, two times in 4 years is way too many, and you've demonstrated, in addition to the breach in the ammonia, and I recognize that this is a crime, but in addition to the breach in ammonia, there's a breach in credibility.
Storm said she would work closely with all the local agencies to demand that Tampa Pipeline be accountable for the second leak, which occurred as a boy tried to drill into an exposed portion of the pipelines at the bridge crossing of US 301 in Riverview. Local authorities ended up closing the stretch of 301 near the Alafaya River for about 42 hours in all. Bruce Delk, spokesman for Hillsborough County Fire Rescue, was asked why it had taken so long to fix the problem.
We took it step by step. We started with Plan A, went to Plan B on several occasions to make it safe for our community here in Hillsborough County. We don't want to do anything too quick. We're dealing with a hazardous substance with indescribable properties that we just wanted to go slow and safe with it.
Benjamin Franco is with the Environmental Protection Agency. He said that as of noon today, there had been no visible impacts from the ammonia leak to the Alafaya.
Florida DEP and Hillsborough EPC have been yesterday going up and down the river taking water samples. And so far they haven't seen anything with their field sampling, but they're still sending samples to a lab. We haven't gotten results yet. But so far we have not seen any visible fish kill or anything impacts to the river as we right now.
Meanwhile, some Riverview residents are not happy with how Hillsborough County interacted with them during the crisis, which led to the evacuation of some 3,700 homes near US 301. A woman named Ricky called WMNF during the radioactivity call-in program with Rob Laurie this afternoon to complain about communications from the county to the citizens.
I call 911 for help. That's the first line of help. And I was told smoke, strong burning smell, being checked out. I hear from the news it's ammonia. I'm in that neighborhood. I'm less than a block from that water line, and I could have been dead. I was out in my yard looking at this stuff like a fool now. And we could have been seriously injured, and there was no emergency personnel were stopping and talking to people. Nobody called my house and gave me a reverse 911 as of 6:30 that night, more than an hour after the accident. That's all, you know, really I have to say. I just think that there needs to be better planning. The officials we ran into were fine, but I spent the night in the parking lot, and no emergency worker out of dozens that we saw stopped to tell the half dozen families in cars in a parking lot that there was an emergency shelter available at the local elementary school.
So people from your neighborhood evacuated just to a local parking lot, and that's where you slept overnight?
We slept until 4:30 that in the morning. We were told at 11 o'clock, 2 more hours. After that, another hour. Then a couple more hours at 4:30, we were told it'd be 24 to 48 hours. We needed to go find a place. We had no idea. No one told us that there was a shelter available or whatever. We were thinking we'd be going home in a few hours.